I'm approaching some fishers. Ask them the question. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Good morning.
Fine.
You guys do this every day?
Like it,
pretty much.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know why.
Do you get much fish around here?
Are there fish?
Yeah. There are.
Sometimes. I got a little walleye here this morning. A crappie. You get a crappie.
Yeah, I'm trying to start fishing, but I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah?
Might as well get around.
You came to the right spot.
Yeah.
Really?
This gentleman over here, I knew nothing about fishing too.
Really?
So he taught me a few tips and tricks.
I showed him how I do it.
Okay.
We can show you if you want to see.
Please, yes. Yeah. I would love to.
So, there's my bobber out there, right?
Okay. Oh.
And there's his bobbers right there.
What's a bobber?
They're called slip bobbers.
Okay. Oh, over there. Okay.
Here it comes. Just went underwater, but.
Oh, wow. Oh, it goes that far. Oh.
Yeah, you can fish right here, out there.
Oh, why did I think it was over here?
Okay, so, you see this?
Yeah.
See this little knot right here?
Yeah.
So that bobber is going to slip. Whoop, there it is. It hit the knot. That's how, so this is how deep I'm fishing. See, here's me.
But I'll be there by in about
40. And this I call a jig head. He just has just a plain hook.
Okay.
And these are minnows, fathead minnows.
Okay.
And you get a bait store. And then you just wait for the bobber to go down.
He's
and
probably sleeping or my wife. Oh, let me see
go
if
down
I can find my wife.
Yep, then you try to set the hook.
Whoa!
Okay.
So now it's going down, going down, going down. And now the minnow's down near it's
we like to
put it so it's right just a little bit off the bottom. We're fishing for walleyes. And they tend to be on the bottom.
Sorry,
yeah.
Where do you get a fishing
rod?
Like a
not, Walmart or Shields? Have you heard of Shields out in Eden Prairie?
Shields, no.
It's a big sporting goods place. That's where I go a lot. Over on Nicollet and 54th Diamond Lake Road, there's Ace Hardware.
Okay.
They sell poles and bait and stuff.
Yeah.
I go down in Bloomington.
Yeah.
You know, you got Cedar Avenue.
Okay.
You go past the mall.
Yeah. Past the mall.
And there's Old Shakopee Road.
Yes, I know
it's
that.
Okay, right?
So you just go to the right on Old Shakopee Road, and there's a BP gas station.
Okay.
And that's where I buy my minnows.
Hi. So, she just got up out. Can I give her
or
like
you can use worms.
Are they alive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got
when you hook them on there, they're not alive.
Yeah.
They're still alive when you hook them on?
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, there. The bobber just went down.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
This might be a while. Maybe. And I try to count to 10, but I usually don't. And then I sit there.
Okay.
Oh, there's something on there. Oh, he's out. Oh. There was something little on there.
Okay, okay. So you have to bring it back
down. This would be wonderful. Like, during the demo, you got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great, yeah. Oh, they took the bait. Oh.
Yeah, he got it. Dang
it. Outsmarted us, huh?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
So you can... You can either hook them right,
flapping around. Okay.
Hook them right in the back. Since I throw it a long ways, I usually put it through their mouth.
Yeah.
You just go right. I should have my glasses on, but there, you got it. Just gonna poke it through there.
Wow. Yeah. And then it's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a little bone you go through.
Yeah.
Then let's see. There's my There's my knot.
Small fish, big fish.
Yeah.
Whoa. That is so cool.
Now he got a copy right in the corner here.
Yeah.
A few minutes
he did?
Ago. Yeah.
Oh. There's a lot of type of fish, huh?
Are there a lot
in this lake?
Yeah, kinda. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Walleyes are hard to catch.
Around, you know, it's hard to find, like, where they're hanging out.
Yeah.
Sometimes they come up in the shore, closer, where we can access.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get to have a boat. Maybe they go in the deeper water.
Oh, so you take a boat out there?
You have to, yeah.
Oh, wow. It's so peaceful. What's
it's just
about it?
Gets me off the couch and outside.
Smelling the fresh air.
Yeah. Yeah, so you can do it, you know, it's just...
I'm going to get started. How much are they normally? Like, what's the...
I don't know. What do you think? How much would you have to spend?
You get yours for?
Different, like, you know, range. You can, like, go crazy. Okay. Like, you know, there are rods and reels, like, you know, $500, $600.
Yeah.
But there's, like, cheaper, too. So, in Walmart, they sell, like, you know, the lowest I see, $10, $15, $20, $20 pole, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, that's cheap.
This is maybe... $30-$40.
Yeah, mine was like $50 comp.
$50? Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of the same pole I got, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little longer, but yeah.
Oh, that's a big one.
But you can start with a cheap one and see if you like it.
Yeah. What's your name, by the way?
Tiger is what they call me.
Tiger? Oh, yeah. How about you?
A Shaifu.
Shaifu.
Shaifu?
Shaifu.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shaifu?
L. Yeah.
Shaifu.
Shaifu.
Oh, Shaifu. I'm Muna.
Muna.
Yeah. Nice to meet you guys.
Well.
Tiger, that's a cool name.
It's, since I was a little baby, my family called me that.
Tiger.
Jeff is my real name. But,
why Tiger, do you know?
The best I guess is all I would eat was Frosted Flakes. You know, Tony the Tiger?
They're
great.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
I thought you were going to say meat or something.
No, for breakfast I'd want Tiger.
Oh, Tiger. Oh, so, my God. That's
I don't know.
Cute.
That's...
Yeah. Oh, I thought you like growled when you
were
crying or something.
No.
Oh, that's beautiful. Can I ask you guys a couple questions? I'm writing
you
a
bet.
Book right now about
fishing.
Love. No, not about fishing, but about love. I was really interested. I was asking strangers, when did you learn what love was?
Oh boy.
Are you guys okay if I record your answer?
Yeah.
You record him.
Record him? Leave you out of it. All right.
Well, I know when I had my first crush.
Okay.
On the kindergarten school bus.
Ooh, okay.
This girl I grew up with.
Yeah.
She was my first crush.
Yeah.
You know, so I was 5, 6 years old. And I knew Susie was for me.
Oh, wow.
She's still a good friend. But she married some other loser. some loser.
Boo.
No, he's a good friend too. So I don't know, does that count as being in love when you're when you're 5 years old?
I guess did you know when you were a kid that it was a crush or like who gave you that language?
I don't know. I just knew I I really like that girl. So
yeah.
That I wanted to sit by her and talk to her. And,
yeah.
I don't know. Then the lady I married, I was working at a self-service gas station when I was in school, technical school. And she would come in every day to buy cigarettes from me. And I just knew this could be something special here. And I think she kind of thought the same, because she'd come in when I was working.
Only
like every day when I was working, she'd come in, you know. She'd see my car there or see that I was there. So I knew that I was hoping that would turn into something, and it did.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know. What do most people say?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to explore, because a lot of times when you say love, people jump to romantic love.
It just wiggled.
You're getting all the fat. Come on.
I'm in your spot.
No, that's your spot.
Where's yours?
Mine is done.
It's out there a little further. See it?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I see it. It did wiggle.
So they think more like
so
when
love,
I met my wife.
That's what people jump to when it comes to love. Like, they talk about romantic love.
Yeah.
But love is, like, almost embedded in, like, everything.
Oh, yeah.
Everything we do, right? So,
yeah.
And it's like, it's almost, my hypothesis is, like, it's the driving force of everything we do, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, there's...
We fish because we love to fish.
Exactly, right? We love feeling like we're doing something, right?
Good.
Yeah, something good. And so I'm just exploring how people learn the definition of love is.
Where's my bobber?
Oh, your bobber's gone.
Oh.
Oh, is it back up?
Little one's playing with it.
Yeah.
Come
I'd love
on.
To catch something while you're here.
I hope so, too.
I'm going to try.
Let's see. Feels light?
Yeah.
Bobber's moving too fast.
Yeah,
at least it didn't take the bait. Okay.
Let's see if he's still kicking. Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's alive. Okay. Here we go. Maybe this is the one. Third time's a charm. Woo! That looks amazing.
Yeah, so to practice casting.
Yeah.
You could just put something kind of. Put some weight on the end. There's sinkers. Like, you use sinkers, right?
Yes. So mine is.
Oh, look at
that. Oh, not lost one.
There you go.
Oh, he's back. Oh, that's...
They're very aggressive.
Oh, my God.
This is a bluegill?
No, bass.
Oh, it is a little bass, yeah. Minnow's too big for him.
Yeah. Come on.
Bass, is that small?
Yeah, there's
wow.
JD bass.
Hold on, let me see. There's
two up there.
He gets...
Ooh, got a goo. Okay, last question. Question about love. Where did you learn? When's the first time you felt loved? Do you remember?
It's great. Could you keep that talking about love, and then I get a bite.
Well, I need some love.
I just got love about 5 seconds ago.
You felt loved. Okay, here we go. Song on there? Sula. There we go.
You have to come out here tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock and we'll talk about love all morning.
Got it.
Oh! A little, a perch.
Oh! Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is so cool. What, that's a big fish.
These are little ones.
These are little?
Yeah, it's kind of a big perch for here. Perch get a lot bigger too, but in this lake they're about that size.
Oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Perch. Yeah, now go back this way.
Yeah.
Whoa. Then you can feel their scales.
Yeah. Oh wow. Oh, you throw them back in?
Yeah. We're good.
Don't get tangled.
That's my fault. I didn't
He was like, I know where he got it.
We got him surrounded now.
I want to get one out from him.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to head off to work. So, thank you so much.
And then what I tell
kids. Are you going to be here tomorrow at 6? I might come.
Depends on the weather, mate.
Okay.
I always tell the kids two things you got to remember. Use the bathroom before you leave the house. And bring a fish rag. Bring
a rag. A fish rag, yeah. Like, okay, I'm excited. I got some fishing buddies now. If we get
to the what's the weather tomorrow going to be?
It's cold, I think.
Colder?
Yeah.
Starts to turn real cold.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow's rain.
Oh.
I don't know when, but.
Do you fish in the rain?
I don't normally.
Yeah, 7 a.m. raining.
Uh-huh.
The only time I do is if I'm down under the bridge down here where I can sit under the bridge.
Oh, stay dry. Nice. Does rain make them come out or?
Some people think so, but I don't know.
Hit or miss.
Yeah.
Sometimes they, you know, they come on the top.
Nice. Yeah.
So unpredictable.
What do you fish?
I fish everything, whatever I can catch.
Yeah?
Yeah, I catch for walleye,
yeah.
Crappie, bass, muskie. Oh, I gotta show you this picture.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll show you a picture.
The scales are so interesting. It's like slick and then.
Look at this.
Let's see.
You gotta have the trophy picture.
When was that? A few weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Whoa! That's a big fish.
Right.
It was right here, right?
Right here. Yeah.
You caught it here?
Here, here.
Yeah?
How do you even pull that out?
We have a net.
Oh, there's a net. Okay.
You should have a big net, but you did have a net, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's still in the car, in the trunk, so.
Yeah.
A kid helped you?
No, that's the day when I lost him. I tried to help, but this was all by myself.
Oh.
Yeah. You were here, and then you left.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was here. Yeah.
What kind of fish is that?
This is a muskie.
Muskie.
Muskellunge, they call it, right? Muskellunge, yeah. You can see a picture on there, like, you see the...
The signs there?
Signs.
Oh, they have?
Yeah,
oh.
So they have pictures of them.
Okay. Do they, did you throw it back in, or you ate them?
No, I threw it back.
Oh, wow.
And that's also, I think, a little short to keep. The minimum is 40 inches.
Okay.
You can keep.
So, yeah, they have to be that big to keep them.
Really?
If they're smaller, you have to throw them
back. So, this one was like 37 inches.
So. Okay, so there's rules to fishing.
Always.
Laws.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't know.
Right. Look at you.
Yeah. Do you need a license for this?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
You have to buy a license?
Yeah.
No, that's a walleye, Tiger.
No, there's nothing.
Nothing.
Oh. Maybe they'll come on yours. Oh, my God. Well, thank you, guys. I'm going to head out. I got to get to work.
All right.
But I hope you enjoy your time.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow, thank you for teaching me. I'll come by some of you. You come at 6 a.m. in the mornings?
Well, it was about 6:30 today.
Okay, that was good. Sounds good. I'll try to come by sometime.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
What is it, Mona?
Moona, like the moon.
Mona. Oh.
Yeah. Like the moon. You can call me Moon if you want. Bye-bye.
All right. We'll see you.
You too. What a wonderful reaction.